from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit here, August 14th. 7 pieces of comedy from the open web. Let's see what stuck. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Artist profile, Phoebe Bridgers. Singer-songwriter Phoebe Bridgers has released Lost Weekend, her third studio album. Biggest influence, Snooze Pro original smart white noise machine, often compared to that platinum blonde from Boy Genius. Accolades, Grammy for Best Performance by Child of Two Non-Famous People. Best-selling merch, Grippy Socks. Famous exes, wow, a woman artist releases her first solo album in 6 years, eh? And do you want to talk about some random guys she's dated? Here's everything you need to know about the artist. Paul Mescal and Ryan Adams. Next. Second, from The Onion. Former Bangladeshi leader to return from exile despite death sentence. Worth it to sleep in your own bed again. Zachariah Bryant, probate dispute. I'll have to defer to the Proletarian Party of East Bengal on this one. April Tenney, lunch bagger. Exile must be really boring. Norm Rangel, cribbage master. The Post. Former Bangladeshi leader to return from exile despite death sentence appeared first on The Onion. Former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who was convicted of crimes against humanity for ordering the killing of protesters in 2024, vowed to return to the country despite facing a death sentence, claiming it was her duty. What do you think? Up next, third, from The Onion. MS. Artist overappreciated in his lifetime. Copy of Key to City made for girlfriend. Aunt wants picture of cake. Glider crash quietly kills two. Area man asked for opinion out of pity. Imaginary friend sure knows a lot about burning down homes. Local man not sure who to take from prom this year. Turkey gobbles J. Ust as man on hunting trip tells father he's gay. Attempt to spell mayonnaise devolving with every effort. Area foot finds nice cool spot in bed. Man with shellfish. Taylor and the mailman. Apparently the main character's mom and the quirky mailman are married now, even though we never saw them interact this whole movie. And then, fourth, from The Onion, Cheryl Hines walks in on RFK Jr. vivisecting self again. Washington coming to an abrupt halt in the bedroom doorway and staring in surprise at her husband's exposed entrails. Actress Cheryl Hines reportedly walked in Tuesday on Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vivisecting himself again. Next, fifth, from The Onion, Trump downplays significance of Trump Tower found on Epstein Island. Up next, 6th, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, a field guide to the inspirational people you meet after having a disabled child. Your child's diagnosis has just opened up a whole new ecosystem in Southern California. You'll encounter the miracle hunter, who's got a story about a cousin's nephew who said thermodynamics in a Gelson's parking lot. Then there's the essential oil lady, who's already diagnosed your daughter with a laundry list of ailments and can balance her chakras. The biohacker is convinced your daughter can be optimized with a combination of red light therapy, cold plunges, and a Swedish decathlete named Sven. The celebrity autism expert has done a lot of research, 3 podcasts, 2 Instagram reels, and a documentary narrated by an actor who played a neuroscientist in a limited series. The producer is already packaging your daughter's diagnosis into a documentary, app, or nonprofit. The quantum mother thinks your daughter is vibrating at a higher frequency, while the wellness prophet believes everything happens for a reason. And then there's the I know someone, the stranger at Iruhan, the inspirational photographer, and the stranger who says you'd never know before wandering off. But the most fascinating creature of all might be the 6-year-old who asks, do you want to play? And then proceeds to do just that, without any of the drama or referrals. And then, 7th, from The Onion, no one translated to foreign players why they currently in cornfield. The piece is a rapid-fire roll call of oddball headlines, each more bewildering than the last. It starts with a cryptic copy of Key to City made for girlfriend, then jumps to an aunt demanding a cake photo, a quiet glider crash that kills two, and a man asked for an opinion out of pity. The middle section piles on the bizarre, a foot finding a cool spot in bed, a shellfish allergic man killed by a gun, a 911 call before burying a victim in a yard, an NDA breached at the first chance, and a man googling easy hobbies. It ends with a series of punchy one-liners. Man just saying, a fentanyl test strip bump removed, a sign clarifying a street named after a different Martin Luther King, a dog reflecting on success after a tug-of-war win, a loud friend making a loud point, a study showing most Americans out of step with America, and a gathering of pigeons being shown who's boss. Next comes a surreal mix, an imaginary friend claiming expertise in arson, a local guy undecided about prom escorts, a turkey that gobbles just as a hunter tells his dad he's gay, and a meme-like mayonnaise spelling that degrades with every attempt. That's the seven. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.